15%.
If you are, we want you to think big. We want you to be a big player. If you want to be big, you got to think big. Look at Maria, for example. She has thought big all her life, and now she is big. She's a big timer.
Oh, my God. Now I'm not going to eat for like 8 weeks.
Now, it has nothing to do with your eating. Will you please stop?
Oh, my God. You tell her she has big thighs. And
Roberta Fasanelli is here. Maria Bailey is here. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden is here. Clay Cowart around someplace. And we have our special report. We go to China before we go to Gay Paris with the latest report. The Chinese are sort of at it again. And this time they're flexing some muscle over the winner of the Nobel Prize. You've heard the story. Is it Liu Xiaobo? Is that how you pronounce the dissident? Got the Nobel Peace Prize for his work.
I think it's cute that you ask us like we know.
Liu Xiaobo.
My buddy Liu, yeah.
Liu. Yeah. I was trying to... Well, who's going to know, I suppose? Whether we're pronouncing this correctly or we aren't pronouncing it correctly, but I want to not offend people.
Mrs. Liu Xiaobo.
Liu Xiaobo?
Right, Mrs. Liu Xiaobo.
Mrs. Right. What?
She would know.
Oh, Mrs. Liu Xiaobo. Yeah, she probably would know. Yeah. Right. I don't have, well, maybe we'll, somebody will call us if we haven't done a good job on it. At any rate, that's probably not as important as the story itself. It seems that Liu Xiaobo doesn't like the Chinese government, and they're happy to return the favor. They don't like him much either. And as a result, he has been, you may know that he's been in jail for 11 years because he was a dissident. And they got him on subversion charges against the state because he co-authored a treatise asking for changes in the communist system. The treatise was known as Charter 08. And because this was... By the way, put out in 2008. That's why it's called. It's clever, right? Charter 08 is translated. So the Chinese government has been pressuring its friends to not attend the ceremony at which the award will be given to Mr. Liu Xiaobo. And so far, 19 countries. Listen to this list, this who's who of our friends who will not show up to... This is official news from the Beijing Foreign Ministry, who said the Nobel Committee was orchestrating an anti-China farce by giving this guy the Nobel Peace Prize. All right, so the people who, according to the lady in the Foreign Office, who are not going to show up, that is, they have turned down the invitation to be there to offer congratulations to Mr. Liu Xiaobo, or whatever his name is. What's the guy's name again? Liu, you guys leave me out here to hang all by myself, right?
Liu Xiaobo.
You're the one with the story sitting in front of you.
Well, but I don't know how to pronounce it anyway. So here's the story.
All right.
The following countries will not be in attendance. Pakistan. How much money have we given to the Pakistanis this year?
Pakistanis.
Not going to show up. Venezuela. Will not be there.
What a shock.
Cuba.
Wait, Fernando or the country?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. No, Cuba. Not sending anybody to the Nobel Peace Prize winners. Russia. Kazakhstan. Saudi Arabia. Iran. There's a shock.
Iran.
The Philippines. All of these are big trading partners with the Chinese. So the Chinese let it be known... You go to the award ceremony and clap for this, guys. We're going to fix your wagon.
We're going to put more lead
right
in your products. More cadmium.
More cadmium. More bad stuff.
So anyway. That looks like Liu Xiaobo. Yeah, it looks like
Liu Xiaobo.
Right, right, right.
You sure that's it, Richie?
Was that your French pronunciation?
Jambou. Jambou.
La tête is un la table.
You want to translate that for us, Jennifer?
Yeah, really, Jennifer.
Escargot.
Escargot. All right, so here's another item.
Salade nichoise.
And what is that? Vichyssoise?
No, salade nichoise.
What is that?
It's a salad with tuna fish and olives.
Right, ooh, my favorite. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
Les métro.
Les miserables.
Les miserables.
Les baloney.
Words we know in French.
Okay. So before we get to Pierre.
Oui.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
I guess I've lost control of this. So I guess we won't do, let's get Pierre in here, as long as we don't want to do any more Chinese. Time for Pierre to show up.
This is that you want.
A couple of people from France have come forward.
Eiffel Tower.
Champs-Élysées.
Brigitte Bardot.
What would you have with you?
First guy. Napoleon.
You know how every once in a while, folks, I lose control of the program and it lasts for the whole hour? I'm predicting this is one of those hours.
Yeah. Three women here. You have one was the big mouth in New York.
Yeah.
One was the big wallet in Florida, and you have the other one was the big
tatas in California.
I like these women.
Put them all together, and what do you got?
Oh my God!
One heck of a woman there.
One heck of a woman. All right, anyway.
There is Lafayette.
So here's this story about a lot of Picasso works that have been hidden away. A couple in France.
They're a little nuts, too, no?
Art no. Nouveau.
Oui. Right, oui.
Beaujolais Nouveau.
Yeah. So shall I finish this, Pablo, Pierre, or not?
I don't think you're going to get through with this.
You don't think I'm going to? No. Shall I even attempt to get through with it?
You can try.
All right, here we go. This is the story of Pierre Le Guinet and his wife, Claude. Claude Le Guinet and Pierre Le Guinet.
It rhymes.
Yes, isn't it strange how that happens? He's a retired electrician who once worked for Pablo Picasso, and his wife. He and his wife stole artwork. He was doing things, and he didn't remember what he was doing, and so they would hide away. They ended up with 271 works of art from Picasso that were hidden in their garage. And they've taken out these portraits and watercolors and sketches. The value at the moment for these various never-before-seen works of Pablo Picasso, $80 million. They showed the works to Picasso's son Claude and other administrators, seeking to have the works certified as authentic. But after the lawyer for the Picasso group filed suit on behalf of the heirs.
Yeah, how do you do that?
Right.
Hello, I would like to have these stolen works of art certified, please, so Zach can sell them and be rich.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently they aren't going to be able to sell them, or at least I guess what they're trying to work out is that perhaps they could sell them and these people could share in the revenue. Like 40-40, or maybe 50-50, 40 million to 40 million.
I fixed his toaster. He owes me.
Yeah. Right. Okay, Pete.
I changed the light bulb. Yeah. He owes me.
Right. Exactly. I fixed his plug.
I fixed the plug. Yeah. He owes me.
Plug. So, you know how much Jacqueline Picasso is worth? This is the family now. How much do you think the Picasso family is worth?
She was not cheap.
No. How much do you think? They need an extra 40 million. Like they need a pimple on their butt.
I don't know. 50 billion.
No, not quite that. 800 million. At the moment, what they have or what they've sold or what's in his estate, about 80 million, 800 million bucks.
So what do you do with that much money?
Yeah.
I mean, really, how
million.
Much stuff can you own? You have private planes, private yachts.
How many
private
more?
Planes on yachts.
This guy, he never took a break, no?
No, Pablo Picasso died. He never took any of the money. He didn't do anything with the money that he was made. All the people that were his heirs got all the dough. He didn't get much dough while he was alive.
How many paintings does this guy have?
Hundreds.
Yeah.
Hundreds of
them. Every time I turn around, somebody found some original Picasso sitting in their closet.
Yeah. I got to go to an art gallery about a year ago with my last employers, and they were going to some party where to mingle with some Chase employees, with Wells Fargo employees or something. Wells Fargo Wachovia merger party, that's what it was. And when I was there, there was a $5 million Picasso sitting right in front of me with no protective glass or anything. It was like 2 feet away from me, and I had this irresistible urge, or I guess it was barely resistible, urge to throw my drink on it.
I was going
to
say, I'd so spill a glass of red wine on it.
People are terrible.
How could you do that?
I don't understand.
We had Picasso wallpaper in my house growing up.
How much was that worth?
I don't know, $10 a roll. My mom was into Spanish motif. Like, we had black leather couches. There was black everywhere. We had a night as you walked in the door.
Yeah.
A night?
Yeah, like, you know.
Like night in shining armor at night?
Yes. She went to Spain and had one
and took one home with her?
Maybe your uncle was, like, really kinky, you know?
Yeah. No, my mom.
Maybe your father was really kinky.
No.
I have a lot of things to do today, and I can start with them early if you guys want to just keep going. Be all right. It's 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time to replace the printer. Switch to Kodak and stop overpaying for inkjet printer ink. Because Kodak only uses fairly priced ink, you save money without having to print less. Get $70 off a new Kodak ESP 7250 printer through December 11th at Office Max. Print and prosper with Kodak.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies?
Correct.
Are you kidding me?
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Macy's declares Friday National Believe Day. To celebrate, the Make-A-Wish Foundation will grant wishes across America, and you can help. For every stamped letter to Santa that Macy's collects on Friday, we'll give an additional dollar to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. That's in addition to the up to $1 million already committed for letters dropped off through Christmas Eve. Together, we can collect more than a million reasons to believe. Drop off your Santa letter Friday during Macy's National Believe Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
The dot-commers, we love them. Come on board. If you're a dot-commer, go to gooddayshow.com.
question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Who had quite the status, actually, about 20, 25 years ago. It was hard to categorize this style. Joan Armour Trading sort of captured a lot of attention and was able to, on her own, create something out of really kind of nothing. I don't know how else to describe her music. It's a song that she called Love and Affection. You recognize that name, don't you, Roberta?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
Anybody else recognize the name Joan Armour Trading?
It rings a bell, and this song rings a bell, but, you know.
How would you, when I came up with that name, what came into your mind, Roberta?
I remember she was a singer.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, and kind of jazzy, from what I remember.
60 years old, yeah, there's a lot of jazz in her. The folk jazz era sort of almost started and stopped with her. Born in the state 1950, came into prominence at a fairly early age in her life.
Wasn't bad.
No, that's a very interesting song.
She sounds young.
She's 60. But this song was recorded a number of years ago. So happy birthday to her. Dick Butkus, the Pro Football Hall of Famer's birthday is today.
Man, he's got some funny commercials.
He does.
Right now.
68 today, Richie.
Oh, funny guy.
Happy birthday to him. Let's see here. We also have Jack Hughes. I thought at first he would be a member of the Hughes Corporation because they spell their name the same way, H-U-E-S. Remember the Hughes Corporation?
Right. Don't rock the boat, baby. But
no. Rock the boat. But he is a member of Wang Chung.
Everybody.
Fun tonight. They have anything else to their credit besides the song?
Yeah, there was one other song. I will remember it in a second.
Will you?
Yeah, as soon as I play the next one, I'm going to look at it.
Let's see here. Who else do we have? Oh, my heavens. Richie, you got to find Sylvia's. Do we have Sylvia up here? No, we don't. We got to find Sylvia Hutton, singer. Remember when I talked to you about Sylvia, the singer? See if you can find one of her songs. Donny Osmond's birthday is today. He was on The View yesterday with his sister. Doesn't look like they're fighting about anything, much to the chagrin of the tabloids that want to create some kind of a rift between the two of them, suggesting a month or so ago that Donny was ripping off all the proceeds and profits from their singing gig in Las Vegas.
That doesn't seem to be the case. Donny Osmond, 53.
Oh, by the way.
Yesterday.
Wang Chung, Dance Hall Days.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, yep, remember go. That.
Got that?
Yeah.
Dick Van Patten's birthday is today. Born in the state 1928. How many people know him? Made more money selling dog food than anything else.
Yeah.
In his career. Came up with a formula. Made a lot of money. Still is, matter of fact.
Yep.
Buck Henry's birthday is today. He's 80. Van Patten's 82, by the way. Bo Bridges' birthday is today. He's 69. We have Jacob Dylan.
Ooh, yeah.
His brother, Jesse Dylan. Both of them singers taking after their dad. But Jesse Dylan started a television and movie production company in Los Angeles. The reason I know this is because my son works for him, or did.
Great man in the wall.
That seems to have stopped. Anyway, this is a good song. He was a member of the group. Was he the founder of the Wallflowers?
He was.
Yeah. Okay. When, they had a very recognizable sound.
It's good stuff. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Now, here's somebody I don't know at all. Jennifer, I'm going to turn this one over to you. Trey Cool.
Trey Cool.
Very cool. That's
Green Day.
Drummer
that's
from Green Day.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Boulevard of Broken Dreams, one of their big hits. Trey Cool.
I wonder if that's his real name.
Right. Ladies love Cool James.
LL Ladies Cool J.
LL Cool J.
Who's Trey Cool? Trey, they're all cool as far as I'm concerned. And as far as that's concerned, we're all cool. We could do all of this and then some. I have the power behind me with Maria and Roberta.
The power!
And yes, Richie power. And Jennifer and Clay. 28 after on Good Day.
Jeff Yeager is a cheapskate.
Yes, free is my favorite word.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. This savings expert finds freebies online.
Check out the website openoffice.org, which is a nonprofit sort of version competing with Microsoft.
And locate unclaimed property you forgot about.
Go to the website unclaimed.org and an affiliated website, missingmoney.com. And those are both websites sponsored by something called the National Association for Unclaimed Property Administrators.
These reputable websites are free.
I actually tried it and found a savings account that my grandmother had opened before she died and that we'd all forgotten about.
Learn more about how to find unclaimed tax refunds and savings bonds you lost. Check our website for details. Tomorrow, the lady who got a fabulous freebie, a house. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
This week, wrap up your holiday shopping with great holiday savings at True Value. Get a powerful halogen work light, 500 watt, for just $1,488 and save over 40%. Or pick up our triple toolbox set. Get three toolboxes for the price of one, only $1,297. Available at participating stores while supplies last. But you better wrap it up soon. Sale ends Saturday. True Value. Start right. Start here for the holidays.
Coming up on the Good Day program, evidence mounting for E.T., and I don't mean Entertainment Tonight. We'll go through all of the discoveries that have come up in the last couple of weeks for you.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com. Manufacturer.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You worry. We do too, so that's why we made the new OfTheField.com website. New features include the ability to grow and expand, the Free Foragers Forum, and an ultra-secure e-commerce platform. And now, extended until Sunday night, December 12th, take 10% off on everything in our Learning Resources area by using the coupon code NEWSITE. That's N-E-W-S-I-T-E, no spaces. With this new platform, it is our commitment to serve the foraging community with questions, tips, tricks, and advice freely asked for and given by all. In these times, the strong and principled must stick together, share information, and form bonds stronger than any food tyranny. Wild food is both free to own and free to take, and together we can keep it that way. So go to ofthefield.com and use coupon code NEWSITE or call 888-51-EAT-FREE and give the gift that gives for life. That's ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. All of nature's bounty lies at your feet.
Eva.
Somebody has taken and made a video audio mashup between the video Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and the song Roxanne and the line, "You don't have to put on a red light."
Yeah.
And they've mashed it up with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer basically saying, "Rudolph, you don't have to put on a red light." And they've got all the characters from the cartoon singing the instruments and singing the song as the police would sing it. It's hilarious.
Really?
I want to make sure it's clean enough, and then I'll put it up on the website.
Yeah, make sure it's clean, please. Thank you very much. 34 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Maria Bailey from Mom Talk Radio is here. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Clay Cohart, Roberta Fasanelli, practicing, in a manner of speaking, detachment. I was about to detach myself from the rest of the hour about 15 minutes ago when it appeared that I was going to lose control of the program. And because it is my job to keep at least a lid on things so that you can understand, I don't have to be involved. It's like the television show that has the star in every scene. I don't have to be in every scene. Don't have to be a part of all of the ins and outs of various conversations. Mm-hmm. But when things go awry, as they do sometimes, it is important for me to be able to crack the whip. And Roberta responds to that ever so well. And I don't know, maybe it might be that that Maria does too. I don't know about Jennifer might. Clay probably not. He's too young. At any rate,
what are you talking about?
I'm trying to figure out, what the heck is he talking about? Cracking whips?
Yeah, but good. You'll be okay, Roberta. Detachment and what it means. Detachment means standing back and looking at a situation without having a hand in it. Again, I was practicing detachment. I was watching or listening more to the fireworks as they developed. It's kind of like it's the opposite of flying a kite. You only one person can fly the kite, right? You can't have a number of people holding on to the kite. One person. You can pass it around. If you like to fly a kite, you've got that nice, long, beautiful thread you're watching, and some of your friends come around and, hey, this is cool. Want to hold on to this? Have you ever felt what it was like to fly a kite? Seriously, Rishi, have you ever flown a kite? No. How about Jennifer?
Yes, I have, actually.
You have flown a kite.
Yes.
And how did it feel to you?
It's great because it's a pull that's bigger than you are.
A pull that is stronger than you are. There we go. That's an interesting way of putting forth a visualization. Now, Maria, who's a pretty smart and strong puppy, you ever been pulled around by a kite?
Yes.
You have?
I have. I love flying kites.
Under what circumstance? When's the last time you flew a kite?
Probably last year. Yeah. I do it at least once a year because I have kids, you know.
Right. And the kid, you'd go to the beach with them? Where do you find the wind? The beach is a great place to go to fly
a kite. Beach or a park.
Yeah. I remember the
first
time.
We don't have a lot of trees here, you know.
No, there's not much there. Well, you don't have to worry about the trees. But there is a, I remember flying a kite on Riviera Beach in Palm Beach County. And I was, my mother got sick in 1996, so I was a teenager. And it was the neatest feeling. Just, at least with me, I thought I had the power. I thought it was me who was bringing that up. You're holding on to something, but you're not controlling it. The wind controls it. But you think it's you. And there's a wonderful sense of vitality, I think, that gets wrapped around the experience of flying a kite. Mm-hmm.
That's back when you had no control over the kite.
Well.
Now you can make a kite do anything you want it to do.
How's that?
Well, they have the, haven't you ever
new
done
kind
one of
kite?
The ones with the two strings?
No. No.
Oh,
you mean kind of like a push, the left-right push-pull thing?
It's a trick kite, yeah. And you pull the left string, and it'll dive left, and then you pull the right one, and it'll go
back. Is that the box kites?
They have the box kites that do that, and then they also have the regular just sail kites that do it. There are all kinds of them now.
Mm-hmm.
But the trick kites are a lot of fun.
A minute ago, I asked you whether you'd had any experience, but you were busy.
I was watching Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Roxanne. I'm sorry.
Much Clay, more important than participating in this program.
Yeah, I know. I was going to put it up on the website so I can give it to Clay now because it's a fun little video.
Got it. Okay. Clay, have you ever flown a kite?
I have, yes.
You have. Under what circumstances have you flown a kite?
My mother took me kite flying when I was younger.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else there? Just you and your mom?
It was me, my mom, and then, you know the Big Brother, Big Sister organization?
Yes. Yep.
I also, my big brother growing up took me kite flying.
Really?
You had
was
a big brother?
Big
brother.
Yes,
you had
because I didn't have a dad.
Huh? I was a big brother. When I was teaching school, I was a big brother. And it was a very rewarding experience.
My daughter's a big sister.
Yeah. It's a great, I don't know if it still is, but it was a great experience.
Clay, so was your family the big brother, or did you have
a
big brother?
No, I didn't have much of a father influence, so this is good.
Yeah, exactly. I had a big brother.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. So anyway, all right, well, let's see. Roberta, have I asked everybody? I think I went.
Didn't ask me.
On purpose.
She flies like a kite.
Yeah, right.
We fly a kite all the time. We're sailors, so we always have kites.
So you do it out at, you can't do it in the city, but you can do it out on Long Island.
Yeah, we do it out. We fly it from the boat.
Do you?
Yes, we do.
I would think that would be very cool because there's always a good breeze when you get out over the ocean.
Oh, yeah. That's why we do it.
Have you ever gone kite fishing?
Kite fishing?
How do you do that?
That's how you fish for sailfish.
Really?
Kite fishing. Where the kite is holding the bait and you fly the kite and the bait is literally like dangling in the water. But you fly the kite at the right level, then the bait is just skimming the top of the ocean as you're going forward.
Get out of town.
Really? Yeah, we go kite fishing all the time.
Really?
That's how you catch sailfish. Because then if you get the kite at the right level, then the fish is skimming the top of the water, and the sailfish comes up and boom, hits it, and the kite goes down. That's how you know that you got a fish on, and then you start biting it.
That sounds fun.
That does sound fun.
That is good. That's good exhilarating exercise. Good for your shoulders and your arms and stuff. That's very good for that.
When's the last time you went fishing, Doug?
Last time I went fishing?
Like deep sea or at least out of the bay, 1028, I mean, and caught a real fish.
I haven't caught a fish. I went fishing last, not this past summer, summer before last, with my friend who has the 96-foot boat. We went down to Martha's Vineyard on an overnight. one night, and I was probably not close to doing that for some 20 years. My father and I went out when he was in his maybe late 70s. We went out on, we hired a boat. I spent a lot of time in Palm Beach County, where my folks had a home, and we, I worked down there for a while. And there was something about that. The energy in South Florida where Maria is doesn't turn me on, but there was also something about
being how it would turn you on if you're in South Florida.
Say again? I didn't hear what she said.
She but said anyway. She'd turn you on if you were in South Florida.
Probably. The essence of going out on a, I remember going over the bridge to Lake Huron and getting into a boat, my father and a couple of other people. We went out for the day, and it was one of the best experiences. I didn't have a lot of time with my father when I was a kid. And so here we are. My father's in his 70s, and I'm in my 40s. And we went fishing, and we caught some, I don't even know what we caught, frankly. It didn't make any difference. It was going out and spending that time on the water. I always have liked the water in South Florida.
It's a good day when you go fishing.
It really is. But and the inland waterway is cool. The water along the coast is, I find it very exhilarating. I'd much rather the water. The attractive thing other than Maria being in South Florida, of South Florida, is the ocean water. The ocean water on the West Coast is awful because it's cold.
Yep.
You can't do anything in the water. The Pacific is just cold.
Last time I went fishing in the ocean, I was over the side hurling.
No.
Really?
My God.
You know what? Oh, wait a minute. Here's another. I remember going out on a, thank you for reminding me, Jennifer. This was not supposed to be an exercise in my remembering things, but I went out with a couple of people from Hollywood who had a boat in the marina and went out for a day with them about 6 years ago. And it started out being really cold in the morning, but time middle of the afternoon, I had to catch a plane that night. Middle of the afternoon, it was warm and wonderful. We didn't go fishing when we were in Guam, Richie.
No, we didn't. We went snorkeling.
We went snorkeling, but we didn't go fishing.
And the point of my question is just the fun of reeling in the fish, and it's a fight, man.
Yeah,
you get a good rockfish, and a good bluefish on that thing, or a tuna.
I would take Brendan. Brendan would go fishing. We had the pond here when Brendan was a kid. We had a little one of those little plastic paddle boats, and we'd go out. And Brendan sometimes went out by himself and would go fishing. And I remember the first time he caught a fish, he cried. He took the hook out of the mouth of the fish and put it back in the water and wondered whether it would die or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish there had been some way that we could label the fish so that he would have been able to go back there at some time and see that the fish was okay.
Yeah.
But there was we'd go fishing down at the Sudbury River, a couple of streams around that we went through. I still have those fishing poles, matter of fact, from when I was a kid.
Oh,
we cleaned out the barn after my father died. I brought those fishing poles, and they're sitting in my garage.
Yeah, I got a couple fishing poles just this past month
or so. I bet that they wouldn't work, but it would be kind of fun to try. That was one thing. Brendan liked doing that, but he didn't like catching the fish. He just liked going out on the boat, and that's kind of
my kids tell me, in fact, my daughter, my 11-year-old, said to me, "Mom, I don't even care if we catch anything. I just like sitting on the boat and talking with you."
Yeah. Aww.
And I just... Yeah. I mean, there's nothing like sitting on the river with your pole in the water and just sitting and talking and
waiting
by the dock of the bay,
drinking and eating and
all that stuff. It is. Yeah. You're right. There's something special about that, and it is a way of going back to when we first started with this, detaching yourself from the things that are in the big picture. Bring it back to the small picture. The small picture often is a better picture than the big picture. And you may want to pay closer attention to the smaller picture than to worry about the big picture. 15 before the hour on Good Day.
This week, wrap up your holiday shopping with great holiday savings at True Value. Get a powerful halogen work light, 500 watt, for just $14.88 and save over 40%. Or pick up our triple toolbox set. Get three toolboxes for the price of one. Only $12.97. Available at participating stores while supplies last. But you better wrap it up soon. Sale ends Saturday. True Value. Start right. Start here. For the holidays.
Suppose you needed $500 tomorrow to pay off an unexpected bill. Do you have it?
In this economy, a lot of people have already tapped out their savings. Hi, I'm Monto Williams from Money Mutual, your trusted source to over 60 lenders that can get you up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. Have you tapped out your savings? Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. It's quick and it's easy. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about the overdraft charges, bounce checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. Once again, that's MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. That's 1-800-532-CASH.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
There's complete.
I've got a standard transmission.
And then there's most complete.
But I added a twin cam, fuel-injected turbocharged, independent front suspension.
Like what you get from Centrum Silver Ultra Men's, the most complete multivitamin for men over 50. It has nutrients to help support eye health and nutrients like vitamin D for your colon. Centrum Silver Ultra Men's, most complete based on number of nutrients among leading men's 50-plus multivitamin brands. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipes section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Speaking of incredible things, I have been giving a lot of thought lately because you know how I love things that are out of this world, literally and figuratively, the space program, what we're finding out about what is in space, and frankly, the handful of new discoveries that really, really, really make me think what I've maybe confirm what I have always thought, that we are not alone and that there is a lot of life actually elsewhere in the universe. But look at what has happened the last couple of, three or four days. There has been a discovery that there are three times as many stars as was previously thought. Number one. Mm-hmm. Then there was another group of researchers who discovered that microbe that seems to live on arsenic, which completely blows the how life began theory with the Big Bang. You know how I always say science disproves itself every day? Somebody sent me a really, let's see if I can find it, an interesting, I can't put my hands on it, email.
The email, yeah. About
science and
right.
My view about science.
You always scream that science disproves science every day.
Well,
and this person contends that's the beauty of science.
Nobody's saying it isn't, but I'm just saying you can't count on it because it's always fixing itself. That's part of the process.
Right.
And a lot of this research is new, so it'll be changed, Richie, here and there. But the evidence is just getting so much stronger that there is a potentially habitable planet, or maybe many of them, out there way beyond our imagination. And so as scientists debate how solid some of these conclusions are, there is a kind of an exciting thing, the odds of civilized life being on another planet, something that makes for much better conversation than yelling and screaming about whether Obama's a good president or not. I find those conversations boring. But I find the idea that there is life elsewhere and how we can find it just fascinating. What does it portend for us? No proof yet, but it's pretty good likelihood that there's a lot of stuff going on elsewhere that we just can't possibly connect to yet. But isn't it a wonder? And we think, what about them? Have they contacted us? Are they really here? What's the name of that show on NBC? The Event.
The Event.
Yeah.
That reality? Yeah. 51 After.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Price of gas, the price of crude oil. The predictions are not what you would call jolly. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. Let's start at the pump. No matter where you live, you're feeling this, and the timing could not be worse.
Fill her up.
Gas prices nationwide averaging close to $3 a gallon now. In many areas, the average is over $3 a gallon. And yes, this is unprecedented for this time of year, the holiday season.
Unexpected timing. You know, normally you expect it during summer, Memorial Day, you know, when people travel. But now, normally it's low this time of year, you know. Strange.
That's a motorist in New Jersey. And here's another one talking about how much he's shelling out at the pump.
That little car guy right there cost me $38 every time I fill up to $40.
We hear you. Nationally, gas prices are up 30 cents a gallon as compared to this time last year, which means we have less to spend on gifts as we fill the tank. And hold on tight, because prices at the pump may continue to rise based on the projections of where the price of crude oil could be going. Crude is currently hovering around $88 a barrel, but could pass the $100 per barrel mark within weeks. The Financial Times says that's the prediction of some experts, with the oil market in the middle of what is called a demand shock. Consumption is growing to near its highest rate in the past three decades. The strong demand for oil is probably due to strong economic growth in China, India, Brazil, and other emerging markets. Oil demand has also been stronger than expected in the U.S., despite continued high unemployment and fewer people by the millions commuting each day. Speaking of whom, here's one more New Jersey commuter lamenting the money he's spending at the pump.
Ridiculous. I can't afford my SUV anymore.
You sound depressed. Maybe time to give up that gas guzzler, pal. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
It's still pretty early in the season, and we have a big variety of terrain opening up. And, of course, we've got a lot more coming on board as we get closer to Friday and Saturday. We'll see many mountains opening up. Some spots like in the Poconos where Jack Frost will be open this weekend. Seven Springs in western Pennsylvania will be reopening. They've already had a couple of runs at terrain. 9 runs open. Now spots in New Hampshire like Waterville Valley, riding at 18 trails with three different lifts open, including their High Country Double. Okemo with about two dozen runs. They'll host the Mountain Dew Vertical Challenge Fun Race presented by Chevy Trucks. That takes place this weekend on Saturday with a ton of great prizes, and it's free to enter as you're at the race. Hunter moving on to 17 runs in New York. While in Michigan, Ski Rules picked up new snow this week. They have 10 trails open. Out to Colorado, the fresh packed powder piles high. They have Breckenridge riding at 80% of the mountain. Vail continuing down 170 runs thanks to some fresh snow recently. Jackson Hole, Wyoming with over 100 trails. FortSnowCountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, stocks closed on the upside yesterday, with investors hopeful President Obama's tax cut deal would pass through Congress. The Dow up 13 to 11,372. S&P and NASDAQ with small gains as well. Crude oil down 41 cents a barrel, finishing at $88.28. Secondhand smoke, we know it's dangerous, but listen to this. A new report by the Surgeon General shows even small amounts of secondhand tobacco smoke causes immediate dangers to the body. The report says any level of exposure to cigarette smoke causes inflammation and tissue injury throughout the body. The study adds inhaling even the smallest amount of smoke causes immediate damage to DNA, increasing the risk of cancer. This week happens to be National Influenza Vaccination Week. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention want you to know it's not too late to get a flu shot.
Even though we are starting to see some activity, we know that in previous years, flu activity typically peaks in January and February. So this is the best time to go ahead and get vaccinated now.
That's Dr. Yabo Bisalo at the CDC, who says anyone 6 months and older should receive the flu vaccine. This year, more than 160 million flu vaccine doses have been distributed, more than ever before. And finally, it isn't even officially winter yet, but we're already talking about this. That's the sound of a hurricane. And the experts at Colorado State University, that dynamic duo, Drs. Phil Klotzbach and William Gray, have released their predictions for the 2011 Atlantic hurricane season, which begins next June 1st. Here you go. They're calling for a busy season. 17 named storms, 9 of those becoming hurricanes, with 5 of the 9 major hurricanes, Category 3 or higher. Looking back, 2010 was a busy year. We had 19 named storms, 12 of those were hurricanes, 5 of those in the major category. The good doctors say the lack of El Nino in the Pacific will lead to an active season next year. Wait a minute! El Nino is actually a good thing now? I wish these guys would make up their minds. Oh, I'm getting wet. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.